The Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education, in conjunction with the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation and UNICEF, bring you educational radio lessons focusing on literacy and numeracy skills. Stay tuned for a fruitful lesson in education in the comfort of your home.
Grade 1 girls and boys. Hello parents, guardians, and family members. Welcome to the Education Zone, a program brought to you by the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education. I am your Grade 1 English facilitator, Mrs. Amanda Manjoro. Five in a family. Who are we? Who are we? Mother, father, sister, brother, and me. And me. And me, me, me. Do you remember singing that rhyme in the last English lesson? We talked about the number of people in our families. We said a family is made up of people who usually live together and share things amongst themselves. Everyone belongs to a family, whether big or small. Did you draw a picture showing your family, as I asked you to do for your homework? Show your pretty picture to your family. Well done. In this lesson, we are talking about families. You are going to say the names of the members of your family. That means you will say who makes up your family. We want to sing a rhyme that says names of family members. Do you want to sing with me? All right, it's an easy rhyme, and I'll try to sing it a bit slowly at first so you can join in, okay? Here we go. Mother, 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 where are you? Here I am, here I am. How do you do? Father, 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 where are you? Here I am, here I am. How do you do? Sister, 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 where are you? Here I am, here I am. How do you do? Brother, 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 where are you? Here I am, here I am. How do you do? Baby, 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 where are you? Here I am, here I am. How do you do? That's the end of the rhyme. It's easy, isn't it? Say the names of the family members that were in the rhyme. Let's say the names of family members from the rhyme together. We had mother, then there was father, we also had sister, and brother, and finally, baby. Is that you? Are you the baby in the house? Are you the baby or you are the brother or the sister. Some families are made up of a mother, a father, and their children. But not all families are like that. In some families, it is the father and his child or children, or it can be the mother and her child or children. Some children live with their grandparents, and not their parents. Others may live with their uncles and aunts. Some children live with their parents and their grandparents as well. What is your family like? Who do you live with? Did you say you live with your mother, father, brothers, and sisters? Or you live with your grandparents? Some children live with their aunts and uncles. It doesn't matter who you live with, that is your family, and it is special. Now, I want to check for smart girls and boys. Listen carefully. If you know the answer to my question, then you are super smart. Now, here's my question. What name do we give for mother and father? I mean, instead of saying, "My mother and father are here," which word can I use in place of saying mother and father? Which word means father and mother? Did you say parents? You are a genius. That means a very smart person. Well done. So, next time you want to say mother and father, you can just say parents. Now, I want you to say the names of the members of your family. For your parents and other adults, you don't say their actual names. You know that it is not part of our culture. But for your siblings, you can say their names. Got it? Good. Now, say the members of your family. All right. Did you say, in your family, there's grandmother, grandfather, your uncle Tapiwa, your aunt Maggie, your brother Limbikani, your sister Tokozile, and yourself? Or perhaps you said, in your family, they are your parents, Mr. and Mrs. Moyo, your sister, Deirdre, and yourself. I hope you were able to say the members of your family. Clap hands for yourself. There's another rhyme I want you to sing with me. It's easy. It's called 5 in a family. Do you remember it from our last English lesson? As we sing, you can say the names of people in your family, all right? Stand up and sing with me. Are you ready? Okay, let's go. 5 in a family. 5 in a family. Who are we? Who are we? Mother, father, brother Idris, sister Charmaine, and me. And me. And me, me, me. 5 in a family. 5 in a family. Who are we? Who are we? Grandmother, grandfather, Uncle Tau, Auntie Chido, and me, and me, and me, me, me. Very good, boys and girls. Thank you for singing 5 in a family with me. Today, we talked about family members. You said the names of your family members. Instead of saying mother and father all the time, you can say parents. Remember that? I also said in our culture, we do not say our parents' or grandparents' names. But we may say grandmother, grandfather, mother, and father. In this lesson, we also sang some family rhymes. Clap hands for yourself for taking part in this lesson. Parents, guardians, and family members, thank you for assisting the learners. Your assistance is greatly appreciated. Listen up, boys and girls. It's homework time. I want you to find out from your parents or guardians the total number of aunts and uncles that you have. Did you get that? For your homework, I want you to find out from your parents or guardians the total number of aunts and uncles that you have. Until we meet again in the next Grade 1 English lesson, from me, your facilitator, Mrs. Amanda Manjoro, stay safe and stay tuned. Goodbye, boys and girls.
Today's broadcast of educational lessons was brought to you by the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education in conjunction with the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation and UNICEF. We hope you enjoyed the lesson. Tune in for more education lessons on ZBC Radio.